Chapter 40. The breeze and leave nothing behind? The sound of Willem's voice made him start violently. Willem was saying, I have always led a virtuous life. You know I have. You always praised me for my steadiness. You know you have. You know also I never stole, if that's what you're thinking of. I borrowed. You know how much I repaid. It was an error of judgment. But then consider my position there. I had been a little unlucky in my private affairs, and had debts. Could I let myself go under before the eyes of all those men who envied me? But that's all over. It was an error of judgment. I've paid for it. An error of judgment. Lingered, astounded into perfect stillness, looked down. He looked down at Willem's bare feet. Then, as the other had paused, he repeated in a blank tone, an error of judgment. Dot, yes, drawled out Willems, thoughtfully, and went on with increasing animation, colon as I said, I have always led a virtuous life. More so than you, Dick, than you. Yes, than you. I drank a little, I played cards a little. Who doesn't? But I had principles from a boy. Yes, principles. Business is business, and I never was an ass. I never respected fools. They had to suffer for their folly when they dealt with me. The evil was in them, not in me. But as to principles, it's another matter. I kept clear of women. It's forbidden. I had no time, and I despised them. Now I hate them. He put his tongue out a little, a tongue whose pink and moist end ran here and there, like something independently alive, under his swollen and blackened lip. He touched with the tips of his fingers the cut on his cheek, felt all around it with precaution. And the unharmed side of his face appeared for a moment, to be preoccupied and uneasy about the state of that other side which was so very sore and stiff. He recommenced speaking, and his voice vibrated, as though with repressed emotion of some kind. You ask my wife, when you see her in Macassar, whether I have no reason to hate her. She was nobody, and I made her Mrs. Willems. A half-caste girl. You ask her how she showed her gratitude to me. You ask. Never mind that. Well, you came and dumped me here like a load of rubbish. Dumped me here, and left me with nothing to do, nothing good to remember, and damn little to hope for. You left me here at the mercy of that fool, Elmer, who suspected me of something. Of what? Devil only knows. But he suspected and hated me from the first, I suppose because you befriended me. Oh! I could read him like a book. He isn't very deep, your Samber partner, Captain Lingard, but he knows how to be disagreeable. Months passed. I thought I would die of sheer weariness, of my thoughts, of my regrets and then. Dot, he made a quick step nearer to Lingard, and as if moved by the same thought, by the same instinct, by the impulse of his will, Asa also stepped nearer to them. They stood in a close group, and the two men could feel the calm air between their faces stirred by the light breath of the anxious woman who enveloped them both in the uncomprehending, in the despairing and wondering glances of her wild and mournful eyes. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.